gentlemen, it is Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. This is the InfoWars War Room, the fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. And we do have a lot of news on the desk today. No guests scheduled, so we should have plenty of time to get through the news and then hopefully take some calls. We have some geopolitical developments, and unfortunately, it's a lot of the same. A lot of the same issues that we're dealing with in the Middle East. We also have a pretty major development in China, actually. And it's kind of become like the boy that cried wolf with these viruses ever since COVID. It was, of course, after COVID, and then we thought, oh, gee, this is the playbook here. They reveal it in China. You see the panic in China first, then it spreads throughout the world, and then we all saw what happened during COVID. But since then, there have been a couple other outbreaks. Didn't hit us here, or at least the scamdemic. The media propaganda didn't hit here, so we didn't have to deal with it. But, oh, it's the same thing now in China, panicking over a virus. What do you know? Did they even shut down the lab? As I'm dealing with these stories now, young soccer coach dies suddenly, cardiac arrest. There's another famous commentator in Canada, totally pro-vaccine, develops terminal cancer, dies. And it's just like, man, when are we going to hold the COVID scammers accountable for what they did? I won't hold my breath. Now, you do have some developments here. There's no doubt there is a rift. There is a split in the MAGA base. We've been covering this. And it's not, I don't say this as an insult or a negative to Marjorie Taylor Greene, because I'm very positive on Marjorie Taylor Greene. But either she's seeing this as a political opportunist, or she's leaning in because she knows where the populist base is going politically now. Again, it's political opportunist. Maybe she has aims for a higher office. Or is it, and I'm not saying it's not legitimate, I believe she actually feels this way, but why come out and make the statements on Tucker Carlson? Why come out and talk about the GOP stabbing Republican voters in the back? Why now? Well, because it's obvious this rift that's happening. Now, there's some other evidence of this and where it's going that we'll present to you as well. Now, you've got multiple subpoenas sent today, and I'm going to give you the date when there will be deposition, which will include but not be limited to Bill and Hillary Clinton and former U.S. Attorneys General, FBI directors, and more, and they will be deposed on records related to Jeffrey Epstein. So it looks like this is going to be a full-scale deal, and they're going to bring in some of the former Biden officials, former Trump officials, and try to figure out everything they knew about the Epstein files. I don't know about with Epstein himself, but then with Bill and Hillary Clinton, yeah, they're going to be asking, what do you know about Epstein? What was your involvement in that island? And then Ghislaine Maxwell's legal team with an announcement today as the drama there builds up. All of this and more coming up.
I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of theAlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
still pouring through the news and the video clips. We've got over 30 video clips today. We're gonna try to get to all of it here with no guests. And just pouring some of this other recent news, like what's going on with the Democrats fleeing Texas and making a big political stunt out of it. And this has happened before in Texas politics. And, you know, Democrats will make a big stunt. The Republicans will talk a big game. And then everybody shows up to vote and you know, the political class gets what they want. Maybe this deal is different. Maybe this deal is different because the Democrats are a little more arrogant about it this time. And Ken Paxton has an interest in scoring political points, considering he's running for Senate right now against John Cornyn. And I would say at this point, despite Cornyn being the incumbent, I would say still, despite that, Paxton is the current favorite. Now, let me just put this into the stack over here, and we'll get to that coming up. Let's address this first, and then maybe get to the MTG clips and where the Trump movement popularity approval rating is at. Now, this is the kind of stuff that will be good for the Trump base. If you just think about it from a political standpoint like that, but it'll be good for the American people as we've basically turned up nothing thus far on the Epstein question. And we've essentially been told by the White House to just drop it. It's a nothing burger. It's a hoax, which of course is complete garbage. Now, this drip, drip, drip continues, but I gotta say, I think they're almost out. I think they're almost out. And this new one is, I mean, it's not good. It wouldn't be a big deal, or it's really not even a big deal. I wouldn't even say it's a big deal, but it doesn't look good. And when you tie it into the Epstein stuff, it just makes it look even worse. Whereas if honestly, if President Trump would have came out and just said this, what he said at a business conference like 15 years ago, if he just would have said it at the outset of the Epstein debacle, he'd probably be in a lot better shape right now than after saying, oh, I don't know the guy, the whole thing is a hoax. So there's a continued drip, and there's these new, I don't know where they find these videos, but they're finding new videos, which is crazy to think. But that's why it's like, yeah, this isn't opposition research stuff. They didn't do this during the election cycle. This is something else. This is somebody with a Trump file who's now using it against him to try to get something else accomplished. Now, I got to say, as critical as I've been towards President Trump on this situation, if I do believe my analysis, which I do, I'm not making it up, then I would say that Trump is remaining very stubborn, and whatever the goal is of this drip, 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 it's not getting its goal accomplished. And I could conspiracy theorize. I could run down the list of what are the odds are that it's this or that. I think we can all kind of figure what the greatest odds are of what's trying to be done here. And Trump's not budging. So there's always stuff going on behind the scenes. There's obviously stuff going on behind the scenes with this Epstein stuff, whether good or bad. But the drip, drip, drip to try to get something done, and Trump just not doing it, so the drip, drip, drip continues, tells me he's not budging on it. And he's saying, go ahead, release whatever you got. Release whatever you got with me and Epstein. Release whatever you got with me talking about women. Just go ahead and release it. And I'll just sit here and deny it, and we'll see what happens. But that'll just be like phase one. That'll just be phase one. And once they've moved on from trying to convince Trump, then this weapon gets aimed at the American people. And it already is on a kind of a lighter form. It's like we don't have a full sniper rifle aimed at us. It's like a small handgun. But if they can't break Trump's will with this Epstein drip, 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 then they'll start to try to do something to force America on the issue. So, yeah, they handled it badly, but I think whatever this is trying to convince Trump to do, he's resisting it. And I do believe it's a war. I do believe it's a war in the Middle East. I do believe it's getting involved in a regime change war in Iran. And Trump is just holding it off. So they keep saying, all right, you're going to go down with this Epstein stuff then. That's going to be your legacy. And he's just saying no. Now, I had someone propose this to me the other day. I don't know if propose is the right word, but basically ask me. Because, you know, when you recognize as a political figure, people want to talk politics with you. It's like, hey, man, you know, what do you think about the Trump-Epstein thing? I mean, really? It's like, oh, well, what do you, you got 30 minutes? What do you, you know, facetiously. So I just say, you know, just a quick answer. But I can't, here's my issue. I can't defend Trump on the Epstein thing. And so if you go back in time and you think about everything we've been through in the last 10 years, let's say, getting Trump elected three times, dealing with the stolen election and the liberal hate and everything else, I can go out and they say Trump's a racist. I can go out and I can defend against that. Oh, Trump's a criminal. I can go out, I can defend against that. Trump didn't pay his taxes. I can defend against that. So all the normal stuff that we've been hearing for years, I can defend against that stuff. And yeah, they do a new video release from Epstein's New York mansion. And there's photos of Trump and everyone else in there. I mean, you know, Epstein was obviously a spy, so he got access to everyone and everything. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah, you're a spy. You're at the big events. You want to get pictures with everybody. It's kind of your job. So I can defend against all the other accusations. If somebody comes up to me and says, you know, Trump's covering up the Epstein thing, I can't defend that. I cannot defend that. Hey, you know, Trump seems to be running this White House with Israel as a top priority. I can't defend against that. This is the reality. So it kind of just hit me when it got brought up, and it's like, yeah, you know, I'm used to somebody, and this wasn't a liberal. I don't even know their politics. They just like to chop it up politically with me if they see me in the locker room or something. And I'm just like, yeah, well, you know, I don't really have an excuse for that. I don't know. All the normal attacks, easy to defend Trump on. It's not even defending Trump, it's defending truth. But here we go. So more drip, 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 Epstein. More drip, 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 Trump. More drip, drip, drip. Oh, look, Trump likes young women. As if we didn't know that stuff. So that's why the PR disaster was such a disappointment, to say the least. But obviously there's some other tug of war going on behind this all for some other agenda. And I think, to Trump's credit, as critical as I've been, I think he's resisting it. I think he's resisting whatever it is, at least as much as he can, whether that's for political reasons, it's good politics, or he's just trying to save his legacy and his image. But they're never going to stop. And now they announce, we're taking the Gaza Strip. Okay, everybody's known that. You pretended like that wasn't the deal. It's like, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're just defeating Hamas. It's like, no, you're doing it. You're liars. Okay, we're doing it. But I digress. So, okay. Now what's going to happen with all of these subpoenas flying? Are we going to get a bunch of people pleading the fifth? What are we looking for here? Chairman James Comer subpoenas Bill and Hillary Clinton, former U.S. Attorneys General and FBI directors, and records related to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, let's give you the list here. We even have some dates. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform Chairman James Comey today issued deposition subpoenas to Bill and Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Merrick Garland, Robert Mueller, William Barr, Jeff Sessions, and Alberto Gonzalez for testimony related to horrific crimes perpetrated by Jeffrey Epstein. Additionally, Chairman Comer issued a subpoena to the U.S. Department of Justice for records related to Epstein. These subpoenas follow recent action by an oversight committee which approved motions to subpoena these records and compel witness testimony. Okay. Now, these will start this month. Like, for example, the records from the Department of Justice, they're supposed to respond to that by August 19th. Yeah, we've got this up on the screen, guys. In fact, I'll just go from that. It'll be easier for me. Yeah, let's start at the top. Well, Comer didn't put this in chronological order, but we'll just go with what he has on the screen. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, October 9th. Former President Bill Clinton, October 14th. Former U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, October 12th. Former FBI Director James Comey, October 7th. Former U.S. Attorney William Barr, August 18th. I believe that's the first. So the first is going to be Barr. And, of course, it was his dad that introduced Epstein to the world of the prolific, let's say. Former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, August 26th. Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, August 28th. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller, September 2nd. Former U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, September 9th. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, September 30th. So an interesting list, because you think about it, why, obviously bringing in the Clintons, that's a direct shot saying, okay, we know that Bill was hanging out with Epstein and we want to know why. And we want to know what he knows. And maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe Bill is willing to spill the beans at this point in his life.
Hey, man, listen. Listen, man. If I tell you the truth about Jeffrey Epstein and what we were up to, will you just, please, for the love of God, just can you just get me away from Hillary? I mean, that's a miserable bitch, man. You know, people want to give me a hard time because I was sleeping around on her and had a Monica Lewinsky and other Israeli spies in the White House, but man, you don't understand what it's like to live with that woman. I'll say anything you want. Can you just please? Just make sure, just keep her away from me. I don't care what cell. You got to put me in a male prison facility or put her in an all-female facility. I'll say whatever you want, man. I'll spill the beans. Just please, for the love of God, can you just get Hillary Clinton away from me? That woman, man, she's ruined my life. Look at me. Look how much I've aged. People think it's because of all the sex I was having and all the fun I was doing. But no, it's because of damn Hillary, man. Look at me. I'm a shell of myself. Just please, just whatever you do, just get that damn Hillary out of my life. Thank you. I'll do whatever you want.
So that's a direct shot. But then you look at the attorneys general and you're like, well, okay, Eric Holder? Epstein? What does that have to do with anything? Robert Mueller? Epstein? So Comer is fishing for something here. And he's going into the deep sea. And look, despite the fact that we get no results from this stuff, and that's not really Comer's fault, despite the fact we don't get any results from this stuff, Comer delivers. The Oversight Committee delivers. I mean, folks, they delivered the entire financial flow chart of the Biden crime family. Now, the House committee doesn't have prosecutorial power, so they do this stuff, and then it's just like, oh, nobody wants to touch it. But, I mean, Comer delivers. He can't deliver arrests. He can't deliver charges, but he delivers the evidence. Hey, you want evidence of the Biden crime family financial records? James Comer gave it to you. And no matter what happens in these testimonies, no matter what happens, whether they cooperate or not, Comer will get what he's looking for. I'd bet on that. Whether it's cooperation in these testimonies or he has to take another means, another method here, he'll get whatever he's looking for. He'll be able, with the Oversight Committee, they'll be able to paint the picture of whatever it is they're fishing for here. I believe that. He has a track record. Now, again, the problem is nobody ever gets charged. How can you present what they found with the Biden crime family and the money going between the bank accounts and the 10% for the big guy and the text messages and everything else? Byron Donalds laying it out. It'd be like if it was a final exam, like a final dissertation for a master's degree. It's like A++. And then no charges. Now, in the Biden White House, okay, no charges. He's the president. But now it's like, hey, maybe you bring this stuff back up. But you get the feeling that, you know, everybody's kind of moved on from the Biden crime family. Except for, I suppose, you know, the Hunter Biden interviews that are kind of funny. By the way, I mean, I'll tell you this. There will be another Hunter Biden interview coming out soon that is going to be even crazier than the first one. So it's not my story. It's not my scoop. But I'll just go ahead and tell you. There's going to be a second Hunter Biden interview coming out that's going to be even wilder than that one. You know, wilder than the one where he's talking about how to smoke crack. Yeah. So Tim Burchett, the Clintons will be receiving subpoenas to testify in front of the Oversight Committee about information in the Epstein files. The deep state should be scared to death right now. Oh. Well, well, well. The Epstein files and the deep state. That's right. That's what we always assumed. That's why we wanted the Epstein files. That's why we were demanding the Epstein files. That's why we were so pissed off when we were told it was a hoax. Wow. No, that's what it is. It's the deep state. It's how the deep state operates. It's how the intelligence agencies operate. And it'll make not just Americans, but whoever else runs these intelligence agencies, it'll make them all pissed off. Oh, did they already release the second one, guys? Or is that a teaser? Oh, they did release it. Oh, okay. So I'm surprised nobody's been clipping it out yet, because that first one did massive numbers. So they'll start clipping that out next. All right. So now Maxwell, still alive. And I guess whatever deal they originally cut, they're not happy with it. Whatever deal was presented, and by the way, because I've dealt with the feds before, I know how they operate. They lie, and Maxwell's team probably made the same mistake that my legal team made, which was whenever the feds guarantee you something, get it in writing, because if it's not in writing, it's not guaranteed. They can promise you, they can shake your hand, they can look you in the eye, verbal. I mean, none of it matters unless you get it in writing. So we learned that the hard way. Go figure. Trusting a Fed. So whatever the deal is, it looks like Maxwell is now not wanting to cooperate. And I think it's pretty obvious she wants out. And they're saying best we can do is put you in a Fed camp. It's basically Fed camp vacation time for bad guys. Go play tennis, pickleball. I mean, order Chick-fil-A if you want. Not technically, but yeah, they it's pretty light. Maxwell opposes request to unseal Epstein grand jury papers. Maxwell, the longtime companion of Jeffrey Epstein, who is serving a 20-year prison sentence for sexually exploiting and abusing teenage girls, asked a Manhattan federal judge on Tuesday to deny the government's request to unseal grand jury transcripts from its investigation of the two. Her lawyers wrote, "Epstein is dead, but Maxwell is not. Whatever interest the public may have in Epstein, that interest cannot justify a broad intrusion into grand jury secrecy in a case where the defendant is still alive." Choose your words carefully. You know, in case you haven't noticed around this case, a lot of people are dying. Yeah. Quite a few, like the biggest names, like Epstein himself and Jean-Luc Brunel and Virginia Giuffre. Yeah. So be careful there. That interest cannot justify a broad intrusion into grand jury secrecy in a case where the defendant is still alive. Her legal options are viable and her due process rights remain. The court filing came as two judges are considering requests by the Trump Justice Department to release the grand jury transcripts in the Epstein and Maxwell cases. The judges had set today, as the deadline for victims of the scheme and Ms. Maxwell to offer their views on the proposed disclosure. The judges set the same deadline for a representative of Mr. Epstein to provide an opinion. Mr. Epstein was found hanged in his cell in August 2019 as he was awaiting trial. Right. His death was ruled a suicide. In the letter, Maxwell's lawyers argued that after Epstein's death, federal prosecutors pivoted and made Maxwell the face of his crimes. She became the scapegoat and the only person the government could put on trial, her lawyers said. And they're saying Trump is doing this to stop criticism and to help himself politically, which may or may not be true, but to a certain level is true. But there's definitely the public interest. He tried to quell the public interest, actually. Didn't work. So, okay, he's got to deliver. Now, all right. There's all your legalese. There's all your legalese, and there's the headlines, and there it is. There it is in the New York Times. All right? Now, what's going on in the House and what's going on with the Trump Justice Department are two separate things. Who knows if they're even communicating? Comer tends to keep this stuff pretty tight. Now, my guess is Maxwell was willing to cooperate to a certain degree. And from the Trump side of the table, you know, they probably had a couple of winks and nods of, you know, here's how it's going to go. And Maxwell and her lawyers probably got what they thought was a guarantee from the feds, a sentence commutation, a pardon. And they said, okay, we will cooperate and we'll help you get whatever you want, whatever you need. But she's getting out. Okay. Well, then they find out, no, she's not getting out. And now she's hanging out at a Fed camp where who knows if she's sleeping well, if you catch my drift. So it looks like back to the negotiating table with Maxwell here.
Might as well go to the alexjonesstore.com and get this methylene blue. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this is the best product you guys have ever had. It's just absolutely fantastic.
It's insane.
It'll take me an hour to explain why. Just go and buy it. I'm expecting 2 bottles tomorrow.
Absolutely. I want to tell the audience a little bit about what to experience on Methylene Blue. I know we've talked about it incessantly. We've had basically every guest take it. We've run ad after ad after ad for it. Talk to your doctor. But as long as you're not on SSRIs, this could be the best thing that you've ever taken. A lot of stuff that's good for you. You take it, and it is good for you, but you don't necessarily feel it. Take B12 every single day. You might not necessarily feel it. Maybe if it builds up in your system, you'll start noticing that you have more energy and you're getting sick less often. I understand, but Methylene Blue is one of the few products over the counter out there that you will physically feel within 30 minutes, unless you have supernatural mitochondria health. And it's not just the way that your body feels, even though there are sensations. It's the way that your state of mind completely changes. It doesn't make you a different person. You just realize that your thoughts are more organized, that a veil is lifted, that you have clarity of focus, that you have more energy, but you're not jittery, that there's no crash, that you could still go to sleep if you wanted to, but you don't feel like you're falling asleep every single day. I mean, Methylene Blue is something that I will take for the rest of my life. And you can look into all the studies and the conversations from RFK Jr. to Mel Gibson to Chase Hughes. They've done studies on the effects of Methylene Blue where people take it and then they do red light therapy and the benefits are just absolutely astounding. You're absorbing more oxygen. Your mitochondria are totally fired up. Your body is absorbing more energy from the sun itself. It's like super chlorophyll for a human body. And you'll feel better. And you'll feel the hot blood running through your veins. And you'll understand that you're focused, that you have more energy, and you won't be jittery. And there isn't a come down. It helps your body absorb more of the oxygen that you breathe in. Literally the stuff that life is made of. Isn't it said in Genesis that God breathed life into Adam? Well, this makes you be able to make the most out of God's breath into you. And look, our whole purpose on this earth is to honor God. We are his creation. And so what better way to honor him than becoming the best versions of ourselves? It's called self-actualization. When you actually become all you can potentially become. And our bodily health is part of that. Our intellectual health, our mind health is part of that. And then the good that we do in the world is part of that. And so by going to the alexjonesstore.com right now and getting Methylene Blue, you're fighting for your body and your mind and for humanity at the same time. You're doing what God calls all of us to do. Methylene Blue will be one of the best decisions that you ever make.
Oh. Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. Morning. Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Let's look at this Marjorie Taylor Greene situation here and the recent drip drip on Trump. Yes, that's my jeans photo. By the way, for those of you, I'm being personally attacked here and I don't really appreciate it. So you're going to get yours. All right. After yesterday, I was told I was skinny and I needed to hit the gym. And then after my jean post today, my jeans, how do you like my jeans? Very nice jeans. Now I'm being attacked. I'm being personally insulted as skinny and weak. So you will get yours. Just know that. That will not die quietly. But moving on, that's just the crew trolling me there. Conservatives beg Marjorie Taylor Greene to leave the GOP. Well, actually, what she said in an interview with Tucker Carlson was she feels that the Republican Party doesn't represent its voters well. She feels that this administration has gone sideways and the MAGA movement is fractured, which is all just correct. That's all just neutrally observable political reporting. But this idea that, well, maybe she'll leave the GOP, she's kind of teasing it. And this is actually a larger problem that I'll get to if you'll allow me to get distracted for a second, because I've gone through this now and I've briefly addressed it, but it's just the reality. Now, not everybody is political like you or I might be. I mean, the chances are if you're tuned into InfoWars, you're probably a political person. You probably enjoy politics, being informed on politics. And so you know the arena, you know the playing field. It's like a basketball player drives to make a slam dunk. It's like, you know, you're probably going to endure some contact. Whereas if somebody that maybe doesn't play basketball says, oh, I'm going to drive into the paint and then gets shoved to the ground, like, oh my gosh, what happened? You shoved me. You're on the basketball court. You came into the paint. What do you expect? So for non-political people that kind of get involved in this stuff, maybe they're on the left, maybe they're center, maybe they're not sure, maybe they're independent. You are now seeing why even, you know, we looked at left-wing politics for the last 8 years and said, look at how toxic this is. Look at how nasty these people are. How despicable, how hateful. And we all went through that. Well, now the right is becoming this. And most of it is over petty disagreements over Trump or other issues. But now I see it. So for me, it's like, well, I'm used to full contact politics. I like it. But I could see how others that are just kind of wading into it express opinion. And then here comes the right wing attacking you, calling you fake MAGA. We don't want you. And it's just like, whoa. Hey, we can have disagreements, but, you know, we still got to win elections here. You're shoving these people away. So aside from the treatment that I've seen myself receive or Alex Jones receive, I mean, you know, I don't have to stand up for Alex Jones, but this is a serious issue here. I'm watching people who have never suffered a bead of sweat in this political fight. Never. Don't even exist in reality. They just live on X or social media. That's it. But they get paid to promote Republican Party politics or specifically Trump support. They get paid to promote it. Not attacking you for that, not demonizing you for that, but that's what happens. And I see these people that have been around for maybe 5 years, have never been in the field, and they're constantly attacking Alex Jones. Hey, Alex can defend himself, all right? I get into political debates with Alex all the time. We just had a bit of a disagreement here yesterday on the air. It was fun. It was healthy. We smiled. We laughed. We went on with our day. But I'm watching these people attacking him. I'm like, who are you? I don't care what you think about Alex Jones. He's been in the arena for 30 frickin' years. And he has dealt with stuff the likes of which you could not even comprehend. And if you had to deal with a fraction of it, you'd fold like a cheap tent. Okay? So the point is that I'm watching the right wing become extremely toxic. I mean, it has become a cult in many ways. Behind Trump. And I'm watching them just throwing the slings and arrows at some of the biggest fighters. Some of the biggest fighters, some of the biggest names. I mean, the people that will actually get their hands dirty. The people that will actually show up. The people that will actually take the beatings. Have the battle scars. And I'm watching a bunch of prissy boys. And so now they're doing it against Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, we don't want you. Mark Levin. Good riddance, moron. This is why you lose elections. And they sit there and say, gee, well, golly gee. I don't understand. Why doesn't the right wing win every election? Why is there even a left wing? How could people vote for Democrats? How could people be liberal? I don't know. And then you take the biggest fighters, like an Alex Jones, like a Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you try to tear them down and say, we don't want you. Well, yeah, imagine what you're doing to the little guy that might consider right-wing politics. And they wade into this water, and here you are throwing slings and arrows at the biggest warriors in politics, the biggest truth-tellers in politics, and you're trying to tear them down. So how do you think they feel? They're like, whoa, if this is what they'll do to them, I don't want involved with this. I'm out. So now I'm seeing it. And I'm seeing it like I've never seen it before. The toxic nature, and I guess it goes both ways. I guess that's just the truth. It goes both ways. But I see it and I say, and it's not going to make a difference to me. But I can understand how somebody that's not really political, doesn't view politics as a contact sport, wades into the waters of the right wing and maybe is a little curious, maybe identifies with some of the issues, and then sees the nastiness and sees the attacks and sees the hatred and just says, oh, I'm out. I'm not dealing with this. And then they can go over to the left. It's like Looney Tune land. But at least they'll like accept you. At least they're not going to insult you and tell you you're stupid and say, we don't want you. And then it's the same thing. Well, gee, I don't understand. How did we lose the midterms? How did we lose the House? Because you a-holes get so confident after you win an election and then you just totally forget that you have to win another one. And you treat people like the a-holes that you are. So now we see it. So now they're doing it to Marjorie Taylor Greene. And all she does is just speak the truth. That's all she does. It's like the same thing. I'll just post a news headline. I won't even give an opinion. I'll just post a news headline. I'll just post a report. No opinion. And they just, oh, my God, like a fake MAGA. He's a liar. He's controlled opposition. Yeah, okay, I can endure that. But, you know, some other low-information voter who's considering Republican Party politics or right-wing politics, and they see this stuff, they are gone, man. I mean, look what you did to Elon Musk. The richest man in the world. One of the most influential people in the world. And you just, oh, screw him, fake man. Just threw him overboard. Yeah, what do you think? What do you think the little guy is going to see and think when he sees, oh, geez, they just tossed Musk overboard? I'm out. I don't want anything to do with that. MTG sours on Republican Party, claims GOP turned its back on America First. Is she wrong? But see, oh, Mark Levin is happy. Don't you see? Mark Levin is happy. And that's all that matters. You know, the never Trumper, the guy that for 2 years said he would never vote for Trump, the guy for 2 years on his radio show that told people to never support Trump. Oh, but he's happy. He's a despicable pig. I don't even know if I can play these clips. It's so disgusting for Mark Levin. I can't do it right now. But so here's what you have. Now, this is a very popular account on X. You've probably heard of Cat Turd. It's kind of funny. Cat Turd. Very serious stuff. Popular account on X. Really popular in the MAGA world. Whenever this account started getting a big following on X, I think it was when Musk took it over and started reposting Cat Turd. I don't know. It may have had a big following before that. I was banned. But Cat Turd and others are complaining. They're like, gee, my numbers are down. It's because Trump supporters are being throttled. It's because I support Trump, and so now I don't get views anymore because of censorship. Look, there's no doubt that the X algorithms are messed up, and there's no doubt that whether it's organic or inorganic or something else, that there's a certain level of winners and losers being chosen on X. I've been reporting this for a long time. That's not what you're experiencing here. So you can either choose to live in reality or not. What you're experiencing here is that Trump is actually losing popularity. And when you just post nothing but Trump posts, positive Trump posts, just you know, I don't want to be crass, but you know they're phallus writing. When you just post that all day long, people get sick of it. They don't want to like it anymore. They don't want to repost it anymore. They mute it. So this is not some inorganic thing that you're experiencing censorship now for supporting Trump. No, Trump is losing support. There's a reason why all of a sudden your numbers started going down after the Iran strikes, Musk kicked out, Epstein file cover-up. That's what's happening here. Now, you have a WWE event, SummerSlam. One of their biggest events, I believe it was at MetLife Stadium, New York City, like 80,000 people. And Trump is actually popular in New York. Trump is very popular at UFC events, ball games, and in the WWE. But now he's getting booed at the WWE events. Now, I'm not suggesting that this would happen anywhere else. My guess is Trump goes to a UFC event, probably still gets a standing ovation. But I would argue that 5 months ago, if you put Donald Trump, President Trump, on the big screen at a WWE event, it would be nothing but cheers. But that didn't happen this weekend. So we have the videos here in clip 31 if you guys want to put them up. There's some cheers. There's some cheers. I'm not going to sit here and act like the whole stadium was booing. But you can clearly hear the boos. That's not the whole crowd behind Donald Trump. So no, Trump has lost a lot of momentum. Trump has lost a lot of popularity. The polls show it. And so that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's not even a personal opinion, folks. This is the reality. And people see that and they think, you're fake MAGA. You're controlled opposition. You're a liar. You're a grifter. No. You're in denial. You're in denial. You don't think that sucks for me, too? There's probably maybe five people not named Donald Trump who have suffered more politically than I have since 2015. maybe five people, maybe not even five. You don't think you think this is brings me pleasure that we get Iran strikes, that we get Israel all over our White House, that they dump Musk overboard and just don't even do Doge, bury the Epstein list? I mean, you think I like that? No, I report the truth. And the truth is, this series of events has cost Trump popularity big time. Whether I like it or not doesn't matter. That's the reality. And there is no defense. Why don't we get the Doge cuts? I have no defense. Why didn't we get the Epstein list? I have no defense. Now, here's the latest. Well, there's a bunch of other stuff going around, but this is probably the most significant. It's this drip, drip, drip. It just continues. I mean, folks, where are they finding this stuff? I mean, this stuff is like somebody. It looks like somebody recorded this on a cell phone at some business conference. Where did they even find this stuff? But this is the new big one. Got tens of millions of views. Oh, no. What do you? Oh, again, like we didn't know Trump likes beautiful women. It's never been a secret. And so I kind of say this in jest, but I also believe it to be true. When all of this Epstein stuff came out, honestly, he could have came out and said this, what he says in this video, and he would have come off better. He would have come out better on the other side. But denying it and calling it a hoax and, oh, I don't know Epstein and all this other stuff, that just made it look 10 times worse. He could have come out and said what he says in this video, which is, you could say, oh, my gosh. Oh, that's crass. Oh, that's inappropriate. He could have come out and said what he said in this video in response to the Epstein stuff, and he would have ended up better than trying to bury the Epstein stuff. Despite how uncouth you think these comments are from this business event. So this lady steps up, this good-looking lady, and she's like, can I get a job working on your plane? So he's like, damn, that's a hot chick, invites her on the stage, and then says this in clip 30.
My name is Juliet. I have a question. My question is, how many jets do you have and how would I apply to the flight attendants?
He says, bring her on the stage. So here she comes up on the stage.
I think she's hired. Yeah, hired. It was very interesting. A beautiful girl who was 17 or 18 applied to be a waitress. She's so beautiful. She's like a world-class beauty, like the young lady who just asked a question about the actress. She's so beautiful. And my people came, she said, well, Mr. Trump, she has no experience. So I interviewed her anyway, because she was so pretty. And I said, let me ask you, do you have any experience? She goes, no, sir. I said, when can you start?
You can work on my plane anytime.
See, now, she worked on my plane. That's like a death wish for me, right? That's like an alcoholic. I have many friends. They're wonderful people. They're alcoholics. You put scotch in front of them. It's like, this would be my form of alcoholism. Okay, yes, ma'am.
All right, so... Trump is weak to beautiful women. Many of us can relate. Okay. He could have come out and said something like that, and he would have ended up better off than trying to bury the Epstein stuff. So it's some new gotcha thing like, oh, see, Trump likes beautiful women. Oh, see how inappropriate. None of this is new. There's articles about him talking about how much he loves first-rate pussy. Pardon my French. You know, the Billy Bush tapes, it's on and on and on. But it's just this continued. It's just like, oh, we're going to really hammer Trump with it now. We're going to make him look like the womanizer. We're going to make him look like the Epstein guy. And he's not doing himself any favors. But it's just like, how can you not? Duh. Trump was a billionaire. I mean, I don't know how often people get exposed to this stuff, but you ever been around a rich guy at a club or a bar? You ever seen what happens? Yeah. You ever seen where the women go? Hmm? You know, you get a bit of that in Austin, and I've got some industry friends up here, and they manage clubs and bars, and when I was a younger man, I used to go out every once in a while. Oh, they knew, let's call them the whales. The girls in downtown Austin knew when the rich guys were out. They'd find out where he was, and they'd flock. And I just happened to hear this because I had a bunch of bartender friends and stuff. You're talking about guys, these guys 50, 60 years old, bald, whatever. The girls flock to them. They flock. So, of course, here's Trump. It's just like, yeah, women love me. I don't know. Say whatever I want. Do whatever I want. They love me no matter what. Oh, but see, all of a sudden, I don't know Epstein. And, oh, I don't know anything about beautiful women. That's not me. You would have been better off saying what you just said about beautiful women in that clip that they're using as a gotcha thing. You would have been better off saying something like that than trying to deny the Epstein connection. So, but there's your new, ooh, we got Trump. I mean, God, Bill Belichick is dating like a 22-year-old supermodel. Oh, I'm sure that's because he's got a real hot bod. Yeah. Oh, she saw that hot bod on Bill Belichick and she said, I got to get me a piece of that. Yep, that's how it works. So let's finish it with this here to close out the first hour. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think everything she says here is spot on. So she's being attacked for telling the truth. Clip 11.
You're touching on something I think a lot of us in MAGA world are a bit confused about, right? And it's this whole idea of America first. We believe, or I believe, I'll speak for myself here. I believe America first means enough of the foreign wars, enough of funding, you know, backing Ukraine, enough of sending money to a Middle East conflict between Hamas and Israel. Enough of all of those things. Let's bring it back to the United States. Some of the things that the administration has pivoted on. I mean, I believe Trump said he was through with all those things before he was elected. Seems to have changed. Now, I also read in that article, in that interview, that you don't blame Trump, you blame the party. As the leader of the Republican Party, doesn't the buck stop with Donald Trump?
Well, you know, for one, it seems to be all the people that did not support him during his campaign. I was one of the loudest people that supported him during the campaign, but it's all the others that came on after he won the general election. Those seem to be the people that have the red carpet rolled out to them to the Oval Office. And I think that has a lot to do with who the people are in the White House. Also in Congress, it's interesting how I have all these Republican colleagues of mine who were hardcore never Trumpers, hardcore anti-MAGA, but yet all of a sudden they're running around wearing MAGA hats and boasting about every time they talk to the president. And so I don't think the president is listening to the right people who are his true supporters, people like myself and others. It seems to be everyone else has, you know, establishment Washington, establishment Republicans, the people that the base is absolutely sick of are the ones that have the president's ear. And I find that very frustrating. And I think that's why we're seeing the results that we're seeing. But Eric, you're completely right. We said no more foreign wars. And here we are. We are funding, continuing to fund Israel's war, basically against whoever they want to go to war with. And Republicans will never back off of that. At least they showed that when I introduced an amendment to stop funding it. There were only 6 members of Congress that voted for my amendment. And that includes myself. They're running back into providing weapons and funding for Ukraine, which is absolutely ridiculous. Americans across the board do not want to have anything to do with that war. And we don't want to go to war with Russia. We aren't interested in that at all. But I think what is bothering so many people is to see the America First president and the party that's supposed to be America First making it what seems to be a departure from being actually America First. And I love the president. I support him. But it's the right thing to do to call this out when I see it and when I'm hearing it from my constituents and hearing it every single day from people all across the country.
I don't see anything wrong that she said there. Now, by the way, I am an honest dealer, and I will tell you there is an appetite for support of Israel. That is very real. I have debates about it all the time. I accept that. I don't agree with it, but I accept that that's real. There is no support for this war in Ukraine anymore. It's virtually gone. Oh, but do you know who popped up to support it? Do you know who popped up to demand that the American people continue to support Ukraine against Russia? Do you know who that was? Oh, that's right. That was Mark Levin. Oh, yeah. Him again.
Historians have pointed it out for thousands of years. Most people, when history is happening right in front of them, don't realize it until later. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has changed the world. You are the InfoWar. You're the eyes and ears. You're the reason we're on the air. You're the reason we're having so much success. And the bad guys hate InfoWars above all other independent populist media. So if you want to keep us on the air and take part in history, we have a limited edition, murdered out InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you can get all the other apparel for way lower prices. We've got a big deal going right now where you buy one, you get one free if you're a VIP. That's incredible for the supplements as well. But with this shirt, we've marked it up a bit for those of you that really want to support the InfoWar and get this limited edition shirt. So get your InfoWars limited edition murdered out shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a limited edition. Thanks for your support, and thanks for being part of history.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.